told not to worry. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. But environmental activist Erin Brockovich says that's rubbish. She spoke last night in East Palestine, Ohio, 3 weeks after a toxic train derailment. Thousands of fish have died, and residents have complained of symptoms like sore throats and headaches.
I have never seen anything in 30 years like this.
Last night, President Biden said he has no plans to visit East Palestine. More outrage over the derailment in Michigan and Texas. Tainted soil is heading there.
We learned about it via the grapevine and then saw that Governor DeWine had announced it on his site, and the governor did not call the governor or give anybody a heads up.
Michigan Congresswoman Debbie Dingell. There's fierce fighting on the front lines in Ukraine 1 day after the world marked 1 year since Russia's invasion, the U.S. imposing additional sanctions.
President Biden meeting virtually with members of the G7 to announce new economic sanctions against Russia. Administration officials say that these new sanctions could seriously impact Russia's ability to continue to wage war. These sanctions come as there are increased concerns about China's potential role entering the war. There are concerns China could begin to provide lethal aid to Russia, especially artillery ammunition, which Russia at this point desperately needs.
Fox's Steve Harrigan in Kyiv. It's a good weekend to stay inside in California, where snow is falling across much of the state.
I couldn't go to work. We live on top of a hill, so all of our whole entire road was covered in snow.
Lower elevations are seeing heavy rain. Many roadways are flooded. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Out of an abundance of caution, sensitive Jewish sites in New York City will receive extra protection today. According to the American Jewish Committee, neo-Nazi groups are reportedly organizing a national day of hate against Jews. The NYPD says no specific threats have been uncovered. New Yorkers are urged to be vigilant. A man accused of threatening the life of a U.S. senator from Montana has pleaded not guilty to federal charges.
The Justice Department reveals Kevin Patrick Smith pled not guilty to two counts of threats to injure and murder a U.S. senator. The indictment alleging the 45-year-old made numerous threatening calls to Democratic Senator John Tester's office in January, leaving voicemails, making statements, including, "I would love to expletive kill you." Also alleging Smith continued to make threats against the lawmaker after the Federal Bureau of Investigation warned him to stop. The Justice Department says if convicted, Smith faces up to 10 years in prison, 3 years of supervised release, and a $250,000 fine. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Developments in Missouri, where the state attorney general is working to oust an embattled circuit attorney in St. Louis. The state Supreme Court has assigned a judge to hear the case after the entire circuit bench recused itself.
Kim Gardner says she was elected by the people of St. Louis and intends to continue serving those same people, even as the Missouri Attorney General says she has to go precisely because, in his view, she has consistently let down the people of St. Louis by neglecting her duty to tackle crime.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt, last weekend, a woman was horrifically injured by a car allegedly driven by a repeat offender who was supposed to be on house arrest. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.